Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Contra. Welcome back to Commute and Compute. Today we'll be doing episode 20. Hope y'all are having a fantastic day so far. And today I just kind of want to talk about or dive into something I think a lot of us are probably seeing but haven't quite put into words yet. And I'll start with the premise, and it's essentially for the first time in modern history, financial history, that is, you have the edge over Wall Street. All right, that's going to be my premise for today. And I posted about this on Nostra yesterday. I have another post a little bit today, but I want you to think again about what I just said. For the first time in modern financial history, first time, you have the edge over Wall Street. And the reason is simple. Bitcoin. It's that simple. Wall Street doesn't understand it. Most of them don't even want to understand it. They're still playing the same old game. Meanwhile, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're probably someone who's already leaning into Bitcoin, into the new order. So let's walk through it. I want to cover why this shift is happening, what the Samurai wallet case tells us about power and surveillance, and essentially how Bitcoin is making its way into places like power companies, state treasuries, and even into the hands of everyday people who are sick of being last in line. And we'll explore, you know, the economic and cultural implications of all of this, because this isn't just about finance. It goes a little bit further than that. I would say it's even about freedom, responsibility, and maybe even a little redemption. So let's start with the elephant in the room. The guys in the suits. The big banks. The hedge funds. The institutions. They just don't get it. They're still optimizing yield, chasing alpha, playing accounting tricks with fiat that just really gets weaker every year. They think Bitcoin is just another, you know, risky tech bet, or worse, some kind of meme coin. But here's what they're missing. Bitcoin is not a tech stock. It's not digital gold in the Wall Street sense of portfolio diversification. It's not. It's not a bet. I think it's a monetary revolution. And that's exactly why they can't see it. Maybe even why they don't want to see it. Because Wall Street is essentially structured to protect the existing system. They are the existing system. So to understand Bitcoin a little bit more fully, to embrace it, would require them to admit that the system they've built their careers on is broken. And they refuse to do that. They won't do that yet. At least not yet. But us as individuals, sovereign individuals, we're not stuck in that system. And to one extent, I know the pushback will be, well, we are, and that's sort of true, but we have an opportunity that they don't see, and that's kind of where I started with this. And, you know, we felt this brokenness in real life. We've watched, you know, our savings get eaten away. We've seen jobs shipped overseas, pensions essentially vanish, home prices are skyrocketing, and then the debt chains just continue to tighten. And then Bitcoin came along, something outside the system, something ours, and we actually listened. That's the shift. Wall Street had the edge for over 100 years. Now we do. But before we go any further into that, I want to talk about the Samurai wallet case a little bit. And if you missed it, here's a short version of it. It's essentially the developers of the Samurai wallet, which focuses on privacy and coin mixing for Bitcoin users, were arrested. Why? Because privacy is apparently dangerous now. Let that sink in for a minute. privacy is apparently dangerous now. Creating tools to help people use Bitcoin privately is now something that you can get, that can get you into trouble, get you into handcuffs. But meanwhile, banks continue to launder money for the cartels and essentially get a fine. No jail time. This is important because it shows us where the line is being drawn. They're not scared of crypto scams. They're not worried about rug pulls or meme coins. They're scared of sovereign individuals using a monetary network they don't control. They're scared of people who can't move value globally, especially without asking for permission. They're scared of you and me having real, tangible privacy. Not because we're criminals, but because we're free people. And the Samurai case isn't just about one wallet. It's about the future of digital freedom. It's about whether or not we're going to live in a world where surveillance is the default, or whether tools like Bitcoin will allow us to carve out a parallel path. And look, we have to be smart. We have to be careful, no doubt. But we also have to be bold. Because the government's message is clear. If you build something that gives people true freedom, you're a threat. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, while Wall Street fumbles and the government cracks down, something fascinating is happening on the ground. Bitcoin is spreading in the most unexpected places. Power companies are mining Bitcoin directly with stranded or excess energy. Farmers are using flare gas to power rigs. States, you know, like Texas and Wyoming are openly talking about holding Bitcoin as a treasury asset, and some have already passed bills. This isn't some top-down movement. This is grassroots, decentralized, and beautifully inevitable. And you got to ask yourself why. Because Bitcoin solves real problems. It helps monetize wasted energy. It helps defend against inflation. It gives people a savings tool that essentially can't be robbed by inflation or confiscation. And everyday people are waking up to this. More need to, for sure. And not because they read, you know, Austrian economics, but because they're starting to feel it. In their wallets especially. And in their communities. And slowly, I think one step at a time, they're opting out of a system that failed them. This is how revolutions happen. Not with fireworks, but with code, energy, and conviction. Now I want to bring it back to you, the individual, because this isn't just, you know, abstract theory. It's personal. You, listening to this right now, have an edge Wall Street doesn't. You understand Bitcoin not just as an asset, but as a way of life. You've learned about self-custody. You're building habits of saving, being responsible, and having a long-term outlook on these things. And that mindset shift alone makes you dangerous, because you're not waiting to be saved. You're building essentially your own ark. And Wall Street can't do that. They're trapped in quarterly returns and fiat incentives. You, me, we're playing the long game. That's the edge. And here's the best part. That edge only grows if you use it. So keep stacking. Keep learning. Help others get on board. Build tools. Share truths. Support the builders. And zap that content you love. This isn't just financial, guys. It's really moral at the heart of it. It's a calling. And you get to be part of this. And I want to wrap it up with this. History is shifting. For the first time, individuals have a better understanding of the future of money than the institutions that ruled the old world. Don't let that go to waste. Bitcoin isn't just a hedge against inflation. It's a hedge against despair. It's hope you can hold. And essentially, when paired with responsibility, it becomes a force that no central bank can touch. Wall Street will catch up eventually. But by the time they do, we'll already be living in this new world. Build it well. Live with integrity. Stay free. I'll see you next time. I'm Concha. I'm out.